top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, February 27th, in the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney asked Dominicans to embrace the imperative to allow collective wisdom and collaboration to be their guide for progress.
Global.
And stress its fundamental role in Dominica's advancement.
Q95DA.com.
CARICOM Chairman Dr. Irfan Ali said at the 46th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government, music promoting violence and criminal lifestyles must not be promoted as part of Caribbean culture. And Hungary's parliament and its leader have finally stepped out of the way and have given the green light for Sweden to become a full member of NATO, marking a significant milestone for the Nordic nation.
5DA.com.
The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Judge Shopper, get ready for sweet savings at court for the next 3 days. You can shop now, pay nothing down, and your first payment isn't until April. Now that's a deal you don't want to miss. We've got incredible discounts waiting for you. Enjoy up to 40% off on select appliances, furniture, mattresses, televisions, and more. And with Quartz Ready Finance, you pay absolutely nothing until April. It's a deal so sweet, it's hard to resist. Indulge in the joy of savings at Quartz. But this fantastic deal won't last forever. Promotion ends on February 29th, 2024. Special conditions apply. Quartz, bringing value home.
Pastor Rodney Rodney, host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, emphasized the crucial role of collective wisdom and collaboration for progress in Dominica. He underscored the importance of citizens understanding this fundamental concept, stating that joining hands is essential for the nation's advancement. Pastor Rodney also appreciated the mindset of the new generation, recognizing their potential contribution despite varying views on moving the country forward.
Collective wisdom, my brothers and sisters, and collaboration is important for progress. And in Dominica, we need to understand that fundamentally, to the extent, my friends, that we need to know that we must join hands in order for us to move forward. And that's why I'm appreciative of the thoughts and mindset of the new generation of people that's coming up. The understanding that even when we have differences, we must have one central goal in mind as we move the nation forward. The nation is ours, and it's our collective responsibility. Quite frankly, it's not the responsibility of one set, whereas one set think is their job and is their responsibility, and then you can kick everybody outside and they don't need your advice and they don't need your collaboration, they can do it by themselves. We see over decades that that is failing, and failing miserably.
Pastor Rodney has urged individuals to embrace collective wisdom not only within communities and various gatherings but also on a national scale. He emphasized that collaborative efforts are essential for success in all endeavors.
And so I ask of you, begin to think of collective wisdom in your homes, begin to think of collective wisdom in your communities, begin to think of collective wisdom in your churches, and of course in the church. In the nation, we need that collaboration together for us to be able to succeed if we really want to go forward.
And that was Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program. United Workers Party Deputy Political Leader Ronald Charles has voiced concerns regarding the situation of Dominica under the ruling DLP regime, describing it as a failed state after 24 years in power. Charles highlighted the disillusionment among the youth, noting that over 50% of them are unemployed and many others are underemployed through the National Employment Program, with employment seemingly contingent on affiliation with the Dominica Labour Party.
after 24 years in government and over 20 years under the leadership of the incumbent, Dominica is today a failed state in which our youth feel they have no future. More than 50% of them are unemployed. Most of the others are underemployed through the NEP program. Even then, NEP opportunities are limited to persons who support the incumbent. And you would think that the government would make an effort to offer its NEP workers reasonable and timely compensation. But sadly, this is not the case. So our youth, the future of our country, are forced to migrate to the US, Virgin Islands, St. Lucia, Antigua and Barbuda, or brave the stormy seas of Guadal. An option, except Dominican, even there is a risk of imprisonment. But how did we get there? We got here because of the overarching policy of our government. If not passport, then not. In other words, CBI, the selling of passport, has been the primary focus. And yes, they have made billions, but where is the money? How many of our youths are employed under the CBI program? Based on the amount of money that has been collected Dominica youth should be earning a monthly salary of not less than $5,000.
Charles asserts that the agricultural sector, once a key driver of economic growth in rural communities, has been deliberately neglected, resulting in its decline, and labeling it as a has-been economy.
Then after 24 years, we have a country that does not offer young people a future. Agriculture has been deliberately abandoned. And this was in the culture of traditional engine economic growth. And the main driver of the rural economy has discarded. It was labeled as has-been industry. Something that is not worthwhile. Something of the past. You are left to wonder how the government was planning to feed Dominicans or provide jobs in our many communities. Tourism. Here is a statement on page 25 of the 2023-24 budget delivered by the Minister of Finance. And I quote, "Mr. Speaker, we plan to build on this momentum to increase the awareness of Dominica while making it increasingly easier for visitors to arrive on our shores. We are set to expand the sector to increase stayover visitors, increase visitors' spend, increase employment and resilient livelihoods."
United Workers' Party Deputy Political Leader Ronald Charles. The United States highlighted over $43 million in U.S. aid funding, including $15.8 million in previously undisclosed funding, aimed at addressing climate and biodiversity threats in the Caribbean region, with Dominica set to benefit from this initiative. The announcement was made by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, during the 46th regular meeting of the Conference of Governments of CARICOM, strengthening the partnership between the United States and CARICOM. These investments are part of the President's Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, through which the United States will continue to collaborate with the Caribbean community to enhance climate adaptation and finance. USAID's climate initiatives in the Caribbean align with the priorities of the Biden-Harris administration and contribute to the objective of the U.S.-Caribbean Partnership to address the climate crisis 2030, also known as the Pact 2030, with USAID serving as a key partner. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Dr. Carla Barnett, Secretary General of CARICOM, highlighted the substantial progress made in technical and policy areas, such as food and nutrition security and the advancement of CARICOM's single market and economy. She emphasized the importance of organizations' engagement with stakeholders in ongoing discussions that are vital for the sustained development and transformation of the region.
Significant technical and policy work has led to accomplishments in various areas, including food and nutrition security, advancing aspects of the CARICOM single market and economy, border security, air and maritime transportation, among others. We work holders to help find solutions to the multidimensional crisis in Haiti. We are committed to retain the region as a zone of peace, despite various border controversies and despite the passage of guns and dangerous drugs through our lands and our seas. As we continue to tackle these and other issues, our dedicated hours in plenary, caucus, and retreat sessions will be focused on moving our integration movement determinedly forward in the best interests of our region and its citizens. We will be joined by our special guest, His Excellency Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of the Federative Republic of Brazil. Exchanges with him, as well as with high-level guests from Canada, the United States, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, and the United Nations, will allow us to continue robust engagement with diverse international partners on matters crucial to the sustained development and transformation of our region.
Dr. Barnett affirms that CARICOM's voice resonates strongly in the international community, emphasizing that the organization's unwavering advocacy has played a significant role in driving positive change for crucial hemispheric and global matters.
CARICOM speaks loudly and clearly in the international community. Our determined advocacy has helped to spur positive change for critical hemispheric and global issues. The decision at COP28 in December 2023 to operationalize the Loss and Damage Fund and the growing acknowledgement in the international community that the Bridgetown Initiative presents a more relevant financial approach to addressing the unique needs of our region are but two examples of the advocacy of the impact of CARICOM's advocacy. We also proudly note Trinidad and Tobago's presidency of the 78th United Nations General Assembly, Guyana's election to the United Nations Security Council and its current presidency of that body, and St. Lucia's election to the presidency of the Executive Board of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. Congratulations too to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is completing a successful year as pro-temporary president of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, the first CARICOM country to undertake this. These are all impactful forums where our region has a voice in addressing complex and multifaceted global issues.
And that was Dr. Carla Barnett, Secretary General of CARICOM. President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, highlighted that a significant portion of the population is opposed to the Skerrit-led DLP government, emphasizing the need to mobilize voters for the country's next electoral process. He pointed out that the current Dominica Labour Party government is regarded as one of the least effective administration in Dominica's history.
There are more Dominicans in Dominica who are against this government than for this government. Remember, they have to depend on voters from outside, voracious brothers and sisters, to be elected in government. So it tells you that this is one of the most unpopular governments we have ever had in this country. And this is why they are afraid all the time. Just announced a meeting of the opposition groups and they're afraid they trample you. You get power sucked from the commission of police. But we have some good police officers who understand clearly that Dominica is for us, all of us, and we have a democracy, and we ought not to be afraid to exercise our right. They're seeking cabinet for themselves.
Boston contends that many initiatives pursued by the present DLP administration primarily serve their own interest rather than that of the Dominican people, including initiatives related to healthcare and economic development.
I heard there was a cabinet meeting last week. You know what they were doing? They were discussing to shift those people at the ministry to the building next to the credit union. That's what they were discussing. And you imagine, brothers and sisters, our hospital is under struggle. They said our elderly will get free medical care. Our very young will get free medical care. Where is this? But they're discussing to rent that building next to the credit union for $1 million a month. $1 million a month. So they're sitting in our cabinet, looking after themselves, renting their property from themselves, while our country is going down. Boston. They owe the UN. They owe everybody. They owe the drug department officials in Ocean. So they owe all over the place, but they're not owing themselves because, brothers and sisters, they are in need for themselves.
Johnson Boston, president of the Dominica Freedom Party. In other news, at the opening of the 46th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM, Guyanese President Dr. Mohamed Oufan Ali urged leaders to refrain from promoting music that glorifies violence and criminal lifestyles as part of Caribbean culture. President Ali emphasized the importance of fostering positive lyrics that inspire people to think and behave constructively. He stressed the need for regional leaders to take a proactive stance against violent music and instead promote the uplifting messages epitomized by artists like Bob Marley. Ali shared his recent discussions with Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, where concerns were raised about allowing certain artists deemed security risk to perform at concerts. He underscored the need to prevent such narratives from defining Caribbean culture. The Guyanese government has already implemented measures to bar artists promoting criminal behavior from performing in the country. Trinidad artist Cayman Six, known legally as Cassif Alexander Sanka, was recently prohibited from entering Guyana and St. Kitts and Nevis due to security apprehensions. Cayman Six is facing charges under Trinidad and Tobago's Anti-Gang Act, further highlighting the seriousness with which such issues are being addressed. And on Monday, Hungary's parliament and its leader have finally stepped out of the way and have given approval for Sweden to join NATO, marking the final step in the Nordic nation's historic decision. Sweden, known for its long-standing neutrality even during two world wars and a Cold War, has been in the progress of shifting its security policy for months. Reuters news agency has more.
Hungary ratified Sweden's NATO accession on Monday, clearing the last hurdle before an historic step for the Nordic country, whose neutrality lasted through two world wars and the Cold War. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban addressed Parliament before the crucial vote.
The Swedish-Hungarian military cooperation and Sweden's accession to NATO will strengthen Hungary's security.
Stockholm abandoned its non-alignment policy for greater safety within the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Though Sweden was kept waiting in its bid to become a NATO member as Turkey and Hungary raised objections, they both maintain better relations with Russia than other members of the US-led alliance. Turkey withheld ratification on Sweden's membership, demanding tougher action against militants from the PKK that it said had made a home in Sweden. The PKK has been designated a terrorist group by Ankara.
We are no safe haven for PKK.
Sweden changed its laws and relaxed rules over arms sales to assuage Turkey. Hungary's foot dragging was less clear in nature. Budapest mostly vented its annoyance over Swedish criticism of the direction of democratic development under nationalist Prime Minister Orban, rather than making any concrete demands. The accession of Sweden and Finland is the most significant expansion of the alliance since its move into Eastern Europe in the 1990s. Robert Dauschow is a senior analyst with the Swedish Defence Research Agency.
NATO gains a member that is serious and capable, and it removes a factor of uncertainty in Northern Europe. The final piece of the puzzle falling into place, making NATO's position in the Nordic-Baltic region whole.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney asked Dominicans to embrace the imperative to allow collective wisdom and collaboration to be their guide for progress and stress its fundamental role in Dominica's advancement.
95.
CARICOM Chairman Dr. Irfan Ali said at the 46th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM, music promoting violence and criminal lifestyles must not be promoted as part of Caribbean culture. And Hungary's parliament and its leader have finally stepped out of the way and have given the green light for Sweden to become a full member of NATO, marking a significant milestone for the Nordic nation.
Big Station.
The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Felice Envalment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big